This is Michael Josephson for the Josephson Institute of Ethics. A successful man known for his philanthropy was driving his new car through a poor part of town. He'd driven this route hundreds of times before, never looking too closely, just trying to get through on his way home. He saw a young boy trying to flag him down, but he was in a hurry, and he didn't want to get involved, so he passed the boy, pretending he didn't see him, but he had to stop at a red light. All of a sudden, he heard a loud crash, and he saw that the boy had thrown a brick, putting a big dent in the trunk area. The man burst out of his car and grabbed the boy, screaming, "You juvenile delinquent, you'll either pay for the damage or you'll go to jail." "I'm sorry, mister," the boy said, beginning to cry. "My mom's lying on the floor in our apartment. I think she's dying. Our phone's been cut off, and I've been trying for 10 minutes to get someone to stop. I didn't know what else to do. Please, you can take me to jail, but will you first call a doctor for my mom?" The man was filled with shame. "I'm a doctor. Where's your mom?" The grateful boy took him to his apartment, where the doctor administered CPR and called an ambulance. "Will my mom live?" the boy sobbed. "Yes, I'm sure she will," the doctor answered. "Then it's worth going to jail. I'm so sorry I ruined your new car. You can take me in now." "You're not going to jail," the doctor said. "I'm so very sorry you had to throw a brick to get my attention." The doctor made sure the boy was taken care of, and as he was driving home, he resolved not to fix the dent. He wanted it as a reminder that not everyone in need has a brick to throw. To receive my commentaries by email at no charge, visit charactercounts.org. This is Michael Josephson reminding you that character counts.